Okay, time now to bring back Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Got to get right to it. You guys had an immense year last year, fantastic year. Cape Ann League this year off to an even greater start, I think, overall, taking on a lot of Northeastern Conference teams and beating them early on. So tell me a little bit about your team preseason, what you had coming back, and sort of how the offseason went in terms of workouts and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think throughout the offseason, our commitment as a team was elite. I think it's probably better, you know, better numbers in the weight room, both in terms of the quantity of guys in there, but also the work that they're doing, the weight that people are putting up, squat rack numbers are through the roof, and it's showing. You know, I think they came into the season very hungry. I think this is a group of guys, the juniors and seniors particularly, who have seen some success, but want to kind of try to get the program over the hump, so to speak. So they've had a lot of desire, and that's shown up in the way that they prepared for the season and then how they've been approaching day-to-day work once we've had the opportunity to put the pads on.
Well, you had a young team last year, as I recall, for the most part, and you win the Cape Ann League, but you've got some pretty important players back. Tell us about some of your leaders.
Yeah, we certainly do. I mean, there's almost like too many to name, but I'll do my best to get all of them.
Okay.
We got our two captains are Luke Arsenault and Henry O'Neill, and both of them were pretty dominant on both sides of the ball. Last year, Henry earned a lot of honors. He was a Division VII All-State guy in the secondary, and then he was the Offensive Player of the Year in our league, on our half of the league last year. And Luke, he was an honorable mention guy for the All-State team as well defensively. And both of them obviously are back as seniors. Another couple of seniors we got, Nick Martin, if you ever watch us on tape, and he really had a down year last year. He was kind of laboring on an ankle for the entire season, but battled through it and gave us what he had. But seeing him this year, he's fresh. He's a dangerous dude out there. Flies around from the edge position. He plays strong safety for us defensively and shuts down the edge pretty well. And people a lot of times run away from him. And then when they do that, they run to the other side. We got another senior who worked his butt off all off season, really for 4 years for us, and Andrew Baker. He's a great character kid and does some awesome things offensively as well as a tight end. He's really come around as a blocker, caught a couple of big passes for us against Wayland the other night. And really is one of the best pass catchers I've seen come through Amesbury. So those guys are awesome. We got a couple of new additions in the senior class too. Oh, another guy that's back who we love, position change, Damian Capone. Moved him from an edge player down to D tackle. Probably undersized there, but long and physical and has a great motor. So he's doing awesome. Brady Nash came back from golf. He took a season off and played some golf. They got their hooks into him in that COVID year when they could play two different fall sports. And he came back to us this year and is helping us out at offensive tackle and knows. Hunter Belisle came out as a senior for the first time ever playing football. He's a hockey guy, but he's a stud. So like that's our senior class looks great. Even though the numbers aren't great, we're single digits, but they're getting after it. And then obviously a lot of juniors were guys that got on the field last year. They played a significant amount, a lot of returning starters in that now junior class. And they're helping us out tremendously.
And it's great to hear so many multi-sport athletes too. That's cool. Coach, your first game 50-12, did you have running time in that at all?
Yes, we did.
All right. So tell me, what'd you learn about your team in that one, over Wayland? And, you know, what are some of the things that you pointed out to the kids that you had to work on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot we have to work on. As good as we felt leaving that game, there's a whole lot that we have to clean up if we're going to achieve the goals that we have as a program. But overall, I mean, you can't be upset about the effort, the physicality, and our execution for a week one game. I think our execution was light years ahead where it's been in past years.
Mm-hmm.
I thought offensively, especially, we were very, very good in understanding assignments, getting on guys, blocking for each other, faking well, and running really, really hard. And that showed up, obviously. We were, you know, 7-for-7 on possessions with touchdowns, and then the eighth was with the JVs, mostly freshmen in, just running the clock out with a minute and a half. So it was, you know, offensively, you know, you go up against a program like Wayland, they're a bigger program. They're historically a very good team, and I know they're plagued with some injuries early this year, so they might not have been at 100. But they're a good program. They're very well coached, and we knew that we were going to have to execute well, and I think we did that. In the defensive secondary, I wasn't, you know, the guys know, I wasn't incredibly pleased with that. We gave up a couple of balls over the top, and a lot of that is just understanding leverage and getting a feel for it out there, knowing how to maintain leverage over the top and be able to play the ball, not get tangled up with guys. Mm-hmm. I think once we can clean that stuff up, we're going to be pretty good. But I was very happy with how we played on the interior, especially with those D linemen. You know, I talked about Damian already. Christian McGarry is another kid. He's a junior, just moved down to the D line from the edge position. And Nash is in there at the nose. And then we get Aiden Donovan and Willie Arsenault, who are back at the inside backer position with Hunter rotating in there as well. So it's just very, very strong in the interior. So it's one of those deals. I hope you can't hear that enough.
Oh, that's fine. No worries, Coach. I'm used to it. Not a problem.
But they're doing a heck of a job for us on the interior against the run game in particular. And when you do that, you can force passing downs. Secondary has to step up and make some plays. And I think we will. You know, I think we'll get our feet underneath us and we'll be okay there. We've got a couple of returning guys and we got a couple of really, really athletic bodies back there that they just kind of have to figure out, you know, where they're at on the field in relation to receivers. But that should be good.
Okay, this week you step into the league schedule, Hamilton, Wenham. That's a home game for you guys?
It is, yeah.
On Friday night.
First game at home at Landry.
Okay, and the Generals, you know, they beat Gloucester earlier in the season. They did. They're 1-1. So tell me what you expect from Hamilton, Wenham.
You know, that's a program that's always given us some trouble. You know, that's, no matter what, it's been a tight game. There have been years that they've been up and there have been years that we've been up, but either way, we always tend to play a tight one down to the wire with those guys. And sometimes it's very low scoring. Sometimes it's unreasonably high scoring. We've been in both of those, but it's always tight. And, you know, this year it's more of the same. They usually have a couple of dudes over there. You know, they run to the football very well defensively. I think they're a good physical group in the interior, and then they usually have a couple of skill guys that can run away from you and make some plays. Even with Coach Freiermuth over there now, it looks to me like it's pretty much the same offense that we've seen from them. So it's stuff that we're familiar with. They do a whole bunch of a whole bunch, you know, a lot of multiple looks and kind of run a couple different offenses over there in terms of what they're trying to do, but they got a versatile quarterback who looks to make plays and read the field pretty well. And, so we got to shut him down, obviously. And then they got the big back there, 38, who he runs hard and we got to tackle low. You know, that's, if you take a kid like that high, he's going to go through you. So, we got to make sure that we run our feet and wrap, you know.
Sounds like a lot of preparation still left to go this week.
Certainly.
That's good.
One more work day today and then a walkthrough, and then the lights will be on.
There you go.
Faster than we realize.
Okay, and it's a 6:30 start. It is in Amesbury, your first home game. And, Coach, I wish you nothing but the best this season. We'll talk again.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Colin. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. That is Colin McQueen, the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.